Good morning. We mentioned that one of the areas which are prohibited, one of the actions which are prohibited during the 3 weeks for Ashkenazim is we do not marry during that period of time. So halacha differentiates between an erusin and a nesuin. We do not normally in our nowadays do those separately. Erusin is the act of the man being mekadesh isha, right? Mekadesh is libet ba'azu. He gives her the ring. And by our chasnas, we then immediately go into the chuppah and the sheva brachas. In order to separate between the two, we read the ksuba between. In the time of Chazal, they would have a period of time in between. The man would be mekadesh the woman. She's now married to him. To translate erusin as engaged is very misleading, because this is a true marriage. She's considered a married woman. If she would have relations with somebody else, she'd be chayv misa. It's a full marriage. Erusin is a full marriage, but she would not move in to live with her husband until a later date. So erusin is mutter during this period of time. Actually, the halacha says erusin would be mutter to do without any type of celebration on Tisha B'Av itself. But nesuin, which is that the main simcha is the act of the nesuin where they're coming together. That's our minhag is not to do that from Shiva Asar B'Tammuz until after Tisha B'Av. Engagements. So that's clear, though, that if we're going to say that erusin is mutter, so a shiduchim, just getting engaged, we don't have a problem with that. The Mishnah refers to that as being miskasher b'ksivis atanoyim, because in the time of in Europe, generally when they would get engaged, they would meant that they would write some type of commitment to each other called tanoyim, and they would write that up. That's called being miskasher b'ksivis atanoyim, which we refer to that as an engagement. So that's going to be mutter, but to make a suda in that honor would be prohibited. To have a little bit of light refreshments in honor of that, Mishnah Berurah says that is not considered a suda, and that's permitted. But we do want to point out that we mentioned yesterday, but dancing would not be permitted and music would not be permitted at such an event. I just want to touch on a side point. The minhag of tanoim, which we do nowadays, just to clarify what it's about. Some people are confused about it. So we have by many chasnas where they do not do tanoim at the time of the engagement, which is still the practice by chassidim and by some of the litvisha, but most of them do not do the tanoim earlier. They do a tanoim by the chasna. So the question is, what is the purpose of the tanoim by the chasna when they're getting married right now? So this is a tanoim which was written up by Rav Moshe Zichro Livracha, and there are really two purposes of this tanoim. The first purpose of this tanoim is there's a Gemara in Kedushin who says if a man marries a woman without making some type of formal commitment to her beforehand, it's considered a lack of respect for the concept of marriage and for the woman, and the Gemara says that a person will be punished for doing so. So we want to at least have at some point in time a formal commitment before they actually go to the chasna. And we fulfill this formal commitment by making the commitment of the tanoim that they're going to go to the chuppah in a few moments afterwards. So we do have at least a formal commitment before they go to. So this we fulfill the Gemara's, prevent the Gemara's concern of mekadesh below shiduchi. A person does kedushin without having a shidduch beforehand. The second issue which we do over there is that we use it as actually a document to relieve any burdens. In case there were any commitments, we're saying all commitments have been met and there's no more terumis, there's no more complaints against one against the other. So it's relieving any complaints, which is probably a good idea in many situations to do so. So that's the second purpose of the document. But the primary purpose of the document is to make sure that there is a formal engagement, a true halachic engagement taking place, a shaduchim of the Gemara sense, before they actually go down to the chasna. Have a good one.